Hey, y'all, it's Noxie. Thanks for listening to the Detailed Solutions Podcast. And now, a little bit more about one of our sponsors. Alex, have you heard about the Paint Assassins on Facebook?
No, Noxie. What's that?
I'm glad you asked, you wrinkled little booby. Paint Assassins was started by a dude named Jason Bruno to where detailers can find the camaraderie that they're looking for without any of the negative trolling bullshit like other Facebook groups. Not only that, but they can compete with their work weekly, monthly, or yearly to win prizes. Oh, dude, and they make sick merchandise, so you always have fresh gear to wear.
Whoa.
Anyway, y'all want to check it out? Again, it's Paint Assassins on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
Yeah, no, and when he does post in the groups, it just makes everybody cry and
want to. I never see him post. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not on Paint Assassins a lot. Yeah. I go on Detailing for Money.
Okay.
Because it's pretty active and it's kind of hilarious with all the newbies that are on there.
Yeah.
I know he
drops when he does, he drops in Paint Assassins. And then occasionally he'll drop in 101. And looking for trolls.
I'm not in that group, but I don't even get alerts when they're not in
mine. Because in that group, I don't think very many people know who he is. So he'll drop something in there like, "How'd I do?" And people will try to tell him that.
I hear these things, these podcasts, and you mention this guy named Wu. Who's that?
Wu is an even bigger myth. So Wu is Noxie's partner in Reds.
Is he on Facebook?
He is, but good luck.
Okay, gotcha.
I think he has like 4 posts on Instagram. Okay. I don't even think he has any posts on Facebook. I still think Wu is the mastermind behind Reds and Noxie's the show and go.
I'd love to pick his brain. I'd love to know more about the guy. I don't know. But you seem like you're a very down to earth guy, and we share a lot of DNA.
Yeah, he Nox, for as much shit as I give him and he gives me, I mean, he's really a great guy. He's helped me out a lot. Every time I go to Atlanta, I'm like, "Hey man, can I come to your shop?" And he's like, "Why aren't you here already?" kind of deal, And I go and I spend the whole day. They pretty much don't do any work when I get there. Of course, I usually go when we go up there, it's usually on a Friday, and that's kind of end of the week for them. They're just collecting money at that point. Yeah. Cause most of the work is already done.
I mean, he's one of those guys that loves the wet sand.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Well, I mean, he's KXK. I mean, he's one of the Ks.
I don't have a need for that.
Yeah.
I just don't have a need in my, realm of work to ever wet sand.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I am. I mean, I don't get a lot of need for it. I would definitely love to learn from him at one day. I would like to, sit down with him and learn it just, kind of like the concourse detailing thing, just to be able to say I did it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know the basics of wet sanding and things like that, but to learn it from somebody like him or Kilmer, or even Andy, would just be a good deal.
So when are you going to have somebody like Jason Kilmer on or people like that? Jason's a great guy. He's a super humble guy.
He is. So I'm glad you asked that because I do need to reach out to Kilmer. In fact, I have reached out to Kilmer. Kilmer's like, "You tell me when, I'll drop everything."
Sweet.
I'm trying to, so we're going to do this thing. And I don't know how caught up you are where we've talked about it, because I've mentioned it once or twice. The what's on your minds are kind of a pain in the ass sometimes, because it's hard to come up with a topic. And then to come up with a topic, it's like, okay, well, we got a topic, but who's a good person to talk about this with, right? So like when I did the Art of Detailing, I reached out to Todd, and Todd's like, hey, how about Dave? And I'm like, I don't care. Like anybody, you know, I don't know people of like that stature very well. So I was like, please, like, you know, the more the merrier. It just helps me learn more people. So what I wanted to start doing was
big names.
Well, so not big names, because I want to kind of keep it as I've been doing it for everybody. I mean, I am trying to start reaching out to some big names, because what I've realized, especially like with the Rennie Doyle one, was everybody knows who Rennie Doyle is, but not everybody knows who Rennie Doyle is, right? Like we know the
oldies on podcasts left and right.
Right. We know the
not image, a bad thing.
Right. We know the image, but sometimes we don't know the backstory. You know, a lot of people know who you are, but they don't know who you are, kind of deal. But what I want to do with some of the what's on your minds is switch them up and do like a brand spotlight, where we bring people on who have brands or are part of a brand, and it'll be a shorter podcast, 30, 45 minutes tops. And we just talk about the brand. Like, how did this come about? How did you make this? What does this do? You know? So the first one I wanted to do was I wanted to spotlight KXK, because I like those guys. I mean, Noxie's great to me. Andy's been good to me. Jason's cool. So I asked Nox, and Nox is like, dude, that's so awesome. Like honored, like blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, can you orchestrate it for me? And he's like, dude, we're all so busy. It's going to be nearly impossible. And I was like, all right. So obviously you don't want to help him out. I'll do it on my own then, you know, but not that he didn't want to help out. He was being honest, you know? So I reach out to Andy and I get like nothing. And I reach out to Andy and I get nothing. I reach out to Kilmer, and Kilmer's like, just let me know when, you know? And so I go back to Knox and I'm like, dude, like, you know, Kilmer's like whenever. And he goes, yeah, Kilmer's the easiest one of the three of us to get. Like, he's the most available. So I'm like, okay. He's like, I'll try to reach out to Andy for you. And I'm like, okay. So I let it go. So finally I just called Andy. And I'm like, dude, like, I sent you a couple of messages. I don't know, you know, can you help me out? Blah, 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 blah. He calls me back and he's like, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. Again, super busy. You know, I'll get with the other guys. We'll figure something out. So a couple more weeks go by. I message Andy, hey, has anything come about? He's like, message Knox. Knox will set it all up. So here I go back to Knox. Knox is like, just.
That's too much, man.
It's busy. Yeah. So I am shifting them to a back burner. I do want to have them on. They are coming out with some really cool stuff. And Knox is like, look, dude, let me get this stuff out so we have something really cool to talk about. And I'm like, done deal.
Name five top people you'd love to just sit and pick their brains. Anybody in the detailing world.
Oh man.
Harry Maguire in there?
People that I don't already, because I mean, like, I've gotten the chance to pick your brain.
No, we're talking bigger than me. Come on.
Bigger. Yeah, but
like I said, Barry Maguire, would you want to have him on?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind. I actually want to try and reach out this season. I want to try and see if somebody can help me get in touch with Mike Phillips.
Easy.
I think you mentioned Mike Phillips to me. And
I don't know if he's allowed to do podcasts.
Uh-huh.
Because of his things with AutoGeek. Right. But yeah, I mean, he's a very approachable guy.
Yeah. I mean, other than shooting him a Facebook message, I don't know how to, you know, get a hold of him. So
yeah, I can probably help you with that. Uh-huh. I mean, Tunch from 3D, Dr. G from Optimum.
Listen, there, that's the beauty of this podcast is I don't think I'll ever run out of people to talk to. And, you know, saying five people that I'd love to talk to, big name people. Yeah. Little people. Yeah. People. It's just the beauty. That's the hardest part about this is trying to pick my nine for the season.
Yeah.
Right. And it's almost got me to the point to where I've started thinking of, okay, well, because originally the 10th was the topic episode. Mm-hmm. And then we started the What's on Your Mind, which is evolved into a topic episode, because the beginning What's on Your Minds were just three people, four people just rambling about absolute nothing. And again, it was What's on Your Mind. Let's talk about whatever. But I felt like I'm a little more structured when I do this. Like I need to know where it's going. I need to know what's going on. So the What's on Your Minds I felt like we needed a topic to keep it structured. Right. So I could do away with that 10th topic episode and then just say a season could be 20 episodes long, 25 episodes long, do away with seasons altogether and just start running episodes.
Yeah, what are seasons doing for you anyways? I mean,
nothing. I mean, it just breaks up the 10, right? It was nine interviews and then one topic. And then it was nine interviews and one topic. And I think by like season three was when we started the What's on Your Minds. And I just kind of, again, structure just kind of kept the ball rolling with how it was.
So why is Bruno not more involved with the interviews? Is it your podcast and he's an assistant? I don't know how that, forgive me for
so, not knowing. So it's my podcast. Detailers. The entry-level coating game started in 2016 with Anyo Ceramic Coating. With its unique single-layer composite technology, Anyo allowed detailers to achieve greater levels of success faster. But in 2021, Anyo, along with Y-Wax and CC105, received a facelift. Now, under the HyperClean Ceramics line, YWAX is uno, Anyo has become dos, and CC105 is now tres. Being a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year single layer, that's right, detailers, single layer ceramic coating. Pick yours up at the Detail Supply app, and if you mention Detail 15, you will save 15% off your purchase. So go to the Detail Supply app and pick up uno, dos, trace, and use the code DETAIL15 to save 15% off your total package.
He's a sponsor?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I mean, Noxy did the commercial, but Bruno doesn't pay. And it's more because of the help that he gives me as a trade out.
Okay. He's hilarious when he's on.
Yeah, he is. So again, you know, the Bruno was my cheerleader when I came up with the idea. He's like, you got to do it. Push me to do it. He was the one that, I mean, we spent weeks on the Anchor app, recording just, you know, kind of almost like a phone call, just so I could see how it recorded, how it played back, how the editing stuff went before I decided to move to Zoom. He was kind of my security blanket. So that's why he was the first episode. I wanted to have somebody I was comfortable with to do the first one. So when I came up with the idea of What's on Your Mind, it was more for inviting people back, maybe that, you know, wanted to come. Cause I had a lot of people who were like, dude, that was fun. I'd love to be on it again. And I'm like, okay, but I already talked to you, you know? So it was an idea to bring people back on and do more of like, an open discussion where we could kind of talk about whatever. So again, the first one I did was I had Bruno come on and we did a What's on Your Mind with Bruno. And we just kind of blabbed for an hour and a half, whatever. Yeah. And Bruno was like, dude, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that one. Can I be your co-host? Like whatever. So I was like, heck yeah. I mean, it kind of takes a little bit off of me. So the Q&As, I mean, the podcast is me totally. The Q&As are definitely me. The What's on Your Minds are me and Bruno kind of share that. Okay. Like the one we just dropped, actually just dropped today. That was actually his. He came up with a topic. He invited the guests on. Like it was his whole idea, which doesn't happen too often. Most of the time it's me. I come up with the topic. I come up with the guests, and Bruno's just kind of my guy to kind of help bounce some things around off of and everything. And that's kind of, you know, where it stands, because when I was doing one, the Q&As, you know, after the first season or two, and I started kind of getting my legs under me, it gets addicting. And in fact, that's why we're doing this podcast tonight. I was actually going to wait till next week to start up again. And I was like, I'm getting an itch. Like, I want to do one. And I was like, you know what? Let me just reach out and see if somebody wants to do one for this week. And I'll just, you know, drop it, you know, because I usually try to take a week or two off and put my guest list together. I've got about half of the season maybe put together.
Yeah, but any of those guests could fall through.
Right, right. And they have, they have happened. That's happened. Season two, I had a guest that fell through and I had to, you know, reach out to somebody real quick. Hey, you want to be on the podcast? Like, I need to record this week, you know, or tomorrow or something like
that. Look at all the shit Noxy put you on season one.
Yeah. Well, you know why that, you know, the story behind that, don't you?
Yeah, you didn't want to go on until you were established.
Well, no, that was his side of the story. My side of the story.
Okay.
So my side of the story is, do you ever watch Jimmy Kimmel when he started the Tonight, or not the Tonight Show, but the whatever his show is?
No, what about it?
Okay. So Jimmy Kimmel used to always, at the end of the episode, he used to always tell Matt Damon, sorry, Matt Damon, we didn't have time to get you on tonight. Sorry, Matt, we'll get you next time. Matt Damon, we got me. Like, it would be this buildup. Like, Matt Damon was always, not every night, but like a lot of times Matt Damon was supposed to be on the show and they get, like, we ran out of time. And then it became such a bit that, you know, like they would show Matt Damon in the green room, like pissed off that he didn't come on. And, you know, Ben Affleck sneaking Matt Damon on the show and things like that. So
there's no Matt Damon though, man.
Right. So, but I stole that idea because at the time I started the podcast was right at kind of the height of the Alex Noxy, you know, whatever, you know,
romance.
Yeah. Some people called it the best bromance of 19, you know, whatever. So like that was kind of my thing. Like I wanted to do that. And by like episode 6, people started catching on to what I was doing. Not necessarily that I was copying Jimmy Kimmel with the Matt Damon thing, but just that I was doing that.
I thought he was the most entertaining guest.
He took over the show. Like, I mean, it's just,
it became how you want to, you know, party with and have fun with.
It became the Noxy show. Like, you just,
but it didn't do well, did it?
It didn't.
Oh, jeez.
It didn't.
What a bummer.
And I don't know if it's because of the label, you know, I mean, Hell Hath Froze Over. I figured people would have gotten that. Instead of actually putting his name on it, because most everybody I put their name on it, and I try to maybe figure some kind of way.
You know what I thought was really entertaining?
What's that?
Was that girl that has autism?
Yes, yes.
Tourette's. Yeah, I listened to that today.
Yep,
that chick's really cool.
Yeah,
Valerie. Very entertaining. I don't know what was her last name. You didn't put it in the description. I tried looking her up, and I couldn't find her.
Oh, Sobo something or that. God, she's gonna kill me.
She that girl has more passion than anybody I've ever met. She is so dedicated to the craft. Oh my gosh, wow, she's powerful.
And it was crazy that she called me, looked up my phone number, called me, and was like, hey, how do I get on the podcast? Is there an application? Like, what do I do? And I'm like, I apologize. I don't know who you are. Send me your social media. Let me look at your stuff and let's figure something out. And she was like, listen, I'm not really on social media. I'm more on TikTok. I'm like, send me your TikTok. I don't care. Like, let me see your work. Let me see what you're doing. Let me, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I watched her TikTok and her work was pretty amazing. Like the stuff she was doing. I was like,
how'd she find you? Where did you have your, you know,
you know, I mean, everybody knows my company's Detail Solutions Auto Spa. So she just looked up Detail Solutions Auto Spa, got my phone number.
Well, why would she? Because she knew you had, how did she know that you had a podcast?
Oh, she listened to it.
But where would she find that if she's not in the Facebook groups?
So Wayne Builder, I believe, which I had on not too long ago. They're close by. And she's like gone to his shop or something. So I think she had heard of the podcast from him because he's been pretty much a fan since the beginning. I mean, he sends me messages all the time. Like, we're listening in the shop today. And yeah. So yeah, so to go back to your Noxy thing, so the Noxy episode is sitting at 90 listens right now. It's not the worst one. I mean, there's some that are in like the 70s.
Where's Todd? Mine and Todd's.
Yours and Todd's. The Art of Detailing is up to 137 now.
Jeez, how the heck does that even happen?
So, but that's good, man. You know, I mean, the I mean, number five is actually now is, and it's so funny. The number five spot has been switching out. So Rennie Doyle has just been taken over by Getting Primal with Valerie.
As we really?
Yeah, she has 158 listens. That's the number five spot.
Now imagine both of them on the same podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's touching the Detail Girl, though. She's still sitting all alone, number one at 364.
But why?
Because Esme has 60,000 Instagram followers, and she put that on Instagram every day for a week.
Wow. Okay.
That's so it goes from 364 to number two is 187.
Yeah, but how many of those people actually listen to the entire podcast? Can you tell?
Yeah, hang on a second.
That's what I'd like to know, if they actually stuck around and listened.
So let me see.
This podcast is going to be really long.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. People probably jump off way before this. No, I'm kidding. I hope not. It always seems to die off at the end, but you know, it is what it is. Let's see, where's Esme at? All right, here she goes. Okay, so Esme, it's not great. It's probably, so it's really bad if you look at the average listen time. The average listen time is 8 minutes and 31 seconds.
Oh, so they tuned in
out of a 35-minute episode or whatever, because that's when I was still running small. But there's probably about, I would say, maybe 40-45% retention all the way through. But you know, honestly, that's how it is sometimes. And that's why I try not to look at those things, because then it gets me down, right? Like now looking at that and going, oh, well, she's got the most listens, but the average time is only 8 minutes. Is like, ouch, you know, like, wow, people go.
What's your plan for growing the podcast?
So the plan is, man, you know, it's more of just for fun. So whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got Marty and Hyperclean Total Auto Solutions on as a sponsor right now, which is awesome. Like he actually just reached out to me. Well, not just, but when he did, he reached out to me and he was like, hey man, like, you know, how much would you charge me? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about this. I reached out to Knox. Knox is my financial guy. Knox is like, boom, here's a number. Like, no hesitation. I'm like, dude, what do you think? I have no idea. Knox is just like, boom, no hesitation, throws a number out. And I'm like, okay, how'd you come up with that number? And he's like, X amount of dollars per day. So what I did was I took that number and I broke it down to how many listens we averaged at the time per episode times how many episodes we did a month, and came down with a cents per listen number.
Okay.
So it would make a little bit more sense, right? Like you're not paying this number, you're paying per listen, right? Just, and Marty was like, done deal. Let's do it.
Is he promoting it?
I don't think he really promotes it. I mean, I've been on his podcast a couple of times. So, I mean, when I'm on there, you know, he mentions it and things, you know,
that have huge podcasts, how are they getting there? How can you learn from them how they grow their market share?
That's a good question, man.
I don't know if you even wanted it.
I mean, I do. Listen, I every day amazes me where the listeners go. I mean, so to give you an idea, the beginning of this year, January, because that's when Marty came on as a sponsor. So that's when I was like really kind of paying attention. In January, we were averaging 35 listens per episode. 6 months later, I'm like 115, 120 per episode. We're over 7,300. Hang on, I'll tell you exact because I still have the thing pulled up. So we are 7,421 total listens for all the podcasts. So here, going back to the analytics, right? So the thing with podcasts is the minute you hit play, it counts. If you hit play and stop it, it doesn't matter. It counts as a listen. If you listen to it for, so that's where it's hard, right? So like it's to look into the analytics of total time retention, things like that. Most of the episodes do carry a 45 minute retention time frame. The Esme one is probably again very skewed because it's 364. If she was doing the average, 150, that retention would probably be, a lot longer, a lot better. I try to put it in a handful of groups or so. When we drop them, I post the link. The other thing is, now it's on Apple. So if you, go in and search anything detail, we will come up. Same thing for Spotify, Google Podcast, things of that nature. So as far as for growing it, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to grow it more. I'd like to get to a point where maybe we have like some bigger name sponsorships, paying. I mean, I'm not trying to make a living off of this.
Right.
But it wouldn't be bad, ultimately what I would love is to get to a point to where maybe some brand or some company is like, hey, we want you to do that for us and we'll pay you, mm-hmm. kind of deal, almost maybe buy the podcast and it becomes their entity, but they keep me on. I mean, Dan Williams does that for the Owner's Pride guys. He's like vice president of sales and marketing or something like that, but his main job with Owner's Pride is doing podcasts. And that's
a big thing. He's done very well with that. Yeah.
Right. So, something like that would be awesome. But again, it's just fun for me, to get on and have a conversation with you like this. If 115, 120 people listen to it, awesome. If one person listens to it, awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I try not to really get too into the numbers, other than sometimes I'm like, holy shit. Like, in 6 months we've jumped 100 listeners per episode. Like, that's crazy. I can't believe it. Or, people message me. I had a gentleman message me this morning. I'll give him a shout out. Let me find his name. I don't know. You might know him because he actually mentioned you.
Oh. My screen went blank. I don't know. I hit something that I can't see you anymore. I wonder what I do.
All right. Well, I could still see you, so that's all good.
Do
you know David Riegel?
David
Riegel. R-E-I-G-L-E. So he messaged me this morning. He's like, love the podcast. And he mentioned you, Kevin Brown, and Anthony Orsoco as possible guests for season 5.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, that's cool to get a message from somebody that, I've never talked to before or whatever. And they're just like, loving the podcast, and it's like, that's awesome. I had Bryant, who was on the one year anniversary episode.
Mm-hmm.
He actually messaged me on Google My Business, because he doesn't have any social media and he's a part-time detailer at a dealership. And he messaged me a few months back and was like, I'm loving the podcast. You and Jason are awesome. You've helped me with this. Like, because of you, I've tried this product. I've done this, I've done that. So, you know, things like that are what make me feel good about doing this podcast, to know that I'm somehow, way, shape, or form helping somebody else. And again, that's where the favorites now comes in versus the this or that, because if somebody can listen to this podcast with me and you, and they hear what you're listing as favorites, and if they go out and try it and do it and it helps them, makes it easier for them, gives them a better deal, then that's awesome. Makes me feel like I did something good. You know, the give back, right? I want to give back to the industry if I can. And to me, that's what this podcast is giving back either some entertainment to the industry, or, you know, hopefully some useful knowledge. So
more power to you. That's great.
Thank you, man. So yeah, I mean, that's what I'd like to do. I mean, I'd like to continue doing the Q&As, continue doing topic stuff, you know, do the brand spotlight deal. You know, I talked about, and I haven't done it yet, but I talked about doing something like Patreon so we could do giveaways. You know, I kind of hate the idea of, you know, doing a monthly subscription kind of thing like Patreon is, because I don't want people to be like, oh, you're just trying to get some money out of us. But anytime we try to do something giveaway on the podcast, like, nobody, you know, if we're like, hey, message me and, you know, what was David's favorite compound and I'll give you this, like, I'll get nothing out of it. So I figured if I did a Patreon, $3 a month, if we had 5 people subscribe up, you know, I've got enough stuff left over from the birthday party bash. I could go and do a random number generator 1 through 5 and give that person, you know, give somebody something. You paid $3 for a month and you got, you know, a $30 product or $20 product or something. It's just a way to be an easier, like, I know these are the people that are eligible.
Detailers are cheap. And
I know.
$3 a month.
And that's why I haven't pulled the trigger on the Patreon thing yet, because I don't know that it would do anything. But I've got this product to give away. I'd like to be able to reach out to companies and be like, hey, look, you know, we've got a cool podcast. You know, could you send us a shirt, send us a hat, send us a little 8-ounce bottle of whatever. We'd like to give it away and shout you out. And, you know, but I've got to have a way to be able to give it away. And that's just been the problem, is nobody really messages us back. I mean, with the first one we did a Pain Assassins t-shirt giveaway. It took like a week and a half for somebody to finally message Jason and say, hey, this is the keyword, and they got their shirt.
How about some of the other groups going on, the other groups? Like 101 or even...
So I post in 101 here and there. You know, like, so I posted the one that we dropped today. The one that we dropped today was... the topic that Jason came up with was, you know, along the lines of the fundamentals that you need for starting a detail business. And I thought it was a good question, because every time Jason said, every time he sees that question asked in any group, the first thing that people say is, you need training, right? Go to training. Not, hey, you need a business license, you need to register yourself, you need insurance, you need this, you need that. Business plan. Right. So we talked about that, and I posted that in 101 this morning. What's the first comment that got? Know how to detail. I mean, like, come on, dude, no shit. Like, you're not going to start a detail. Like, oh, just some random person is like, hey, I want to start a detailing business. I don't know anything about it.
In all actuality, you don't need to.
Right.
You really don't.
No, you don't
need to know anything about detailing to open up a detail
business. Right. It's super easy to do. But like, that's the thing that kind of got me, that gets me about 101, right? Like, you, like, so I'm picky and choosy with what I put in a 101. It's usually mostly like, when I do, it's the what's on your mind, it's the topic things, or it's kind of, you know, if we've got, you know, maybe a guest on that maybe people in 101 would know, I'll put in there. But for the most part, it goes out in Pain Assassins, it goes out in Detail Science, Detailers Guild. I've
heard of that one.
Yeah, Detail Science is one that I believe
there's so many groups.
I know. Pam Schwartz, I don't know if she runs that one or has as an admin in that one. She invited me to it. It was a really nice, it's a pretty decent group. There's not a whole lot of shenanigans going on in it. Detailers Guild is another one. that, you know, really promotes, you know, doing, you know, no shenanigans, none of the troll type stuff or whatever. And then I'll put it in like ADG because Billy's a big fan of the podcast, yeah. And he's always like, you know, whatever you want to put in there.
Yeah, he's a huge supporter.
Yeah. I mean, there's like five or six groups, core groups that I put it in. And then there's a couple of other ones that if we have something, you know, kind of big that I'll put in. So like the one today I put in 101, I'm in a group down here called Detailers of Florida. So I put it in that one.
Oh my God, really? There's a Detailers of Florida Facebook group out
there. Yeah. Yeah. There's even a Detailers of Orlando Facebook
group. Oh my God.
Which I jumped into.
There's so many Detailers of Florida. There were none hardly. Yeah. When I was down there,
I could imagine.
I mean, nobody that was online, you know,
yeah, promoting business. Right, exactly.
I mean, literally, probably you could count on, you'd have a hard time counting on two hands.
Right. All the details. Yeah. That's why you guys were traveling all over the state for $300 a car.
Exactly why. Yeah. Yeah, exactly why.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, interesting. And that was a state, like, it's like shooting fish in a barrel to get a high end client.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? now every high-end client's got a detailer, and it's so hard to try and find one.
Well, they always had a detailer, but they were never online.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
I wish you luck, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. I mean, I'm very thankful for, you know, the help that you've given me on and off the podcast, and thank you for coming on, and but yeah, I mean, you know, season 5, mm-hmm. we'll. You know,
great way to kick it off.
What's that?
Great way to kick it off.
Yeah. Listen, starting off with bangers. Almost every season's been started off with a banger, so we got a good one. But yeah, I mean, hopefully it grows and you know, people keep finding it the way that they're finding it. You know, and that's one of the things that I do like is there's a lot of organic growth with this. You know, somebody just happens to randomly find it. And that's awesome to me that somebody just randomly finds it. There's none of the Facebook groups, you know, doesn't know anybody that told them about it. That to me is awesome.
You also have to look at, okay, the ones that are bringing the most views in are due to the people that you interview being well-known, like
right.
Disney, like, Rennie Doyle, people of that caliber.
Right.
So perhaps if you put more of those caliber people in or higher,
right,
it will bring more viewership to where you can sprinkle in the people that are maybe less known.
Exactly. And that's the plan for this season. I mean, I did a little bit last season. I had some kind of big names. I mean, last season we had Barry, you know, which I thought
was Barry is not a big name. Just a big guy. No, I'm sorry. There's a good guy.
No, I know. But you know, I did that. I did a couple of big names sprinkled in last season, but still more of like the everydays. This season, I mean, I'll spill right now.
You got Eddie on yet?
Working it.
I mean, so many people, more and more people are finding out about Eddie and they want to know what he's about.
So Eddie is down. I told Eddie, you got 9 weeks. Just pick a week, pick a time, pick a day. I will work around your schedule. If I have to record it earlier than I normally do, that's fine. I'll sit on it for a couple of days, whatever. He's down for it.
It's going to be a long episode because he likes to talk.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So
lots of stories.
My list so far, and again, I just started this list like the other night. So like I said earlier, I jumped on this a week earlier than I had planned. You, Todd, because I told Todd I wanted to get him back on, Eddie, Bernice. I don't know if you know Bernice. She's got a Flexi Shield out in Arizona, PPF, and she does some detailing.
And stuff like that. I think our friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah, I can't remember Bernice's last
name. She's like a big installer of like PPF or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Window tint. She's a marketing.
Yeah, marketer. Exactly. Yep. She's awesome. I've talked to her a handful of times. She's always been super great to me. So I reached out to her today and she's down. And then Joe Kimball, with Kimball's Detailing out in, Washington. He's a pretty good guy. Those are the people right now I have on my list. Kimball, Bernice, and you are the only ones confirmed. So I still got to reach out to Todd, although I'm sure that's going to be a no-brainer. You know, he was easy enough to get on for the last one. And then I've got to figure out the other people. You know, so like I said,
let me know if you need help twisting Eddie's arm.
No, I like I said, he's down. He just left me a laundry list of stuff that he's got going on. So he's like, you know, August is going to be better for him. So he's going to be somewhere in August. And that's why I said, that's fine. I said, just any week in August, you just tell me when. I'll make it easy on you. You just let me know when, and I'll move my schedule around to get you, just because I know how crazy he is. With being busy and everything.
Yeah. I mean, the guests are endless. They really are.
Yeah. And that, you know, I mean, that's the thing Bruno keeps telling me, was because, you know, when I'm like, dude, I don't know who I should reach. And he's like, just random scroll through Facebook and whatever your phone stops on, you know, like just reach out to that person.
Yeah, there's a couple of big names that you've done. I'm like, man, what a dud of a guest. Like, I thought they would give so much more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh, you know, you're so anxious to see what they were all about.
Right.
You know, what they were going to talk about. And it was really like,
yeah. I'd really like to start getting, I'd really like to start getting more people internationally, because we do have, you know, a little bit of a following in the UK and Scotland, especially with Rudy over there.
How about Paul Dalton?
I don't know who that is.
Come on. Paul Dalton?
You gotta remember, like, I don't
OG of like high-end detail.
Yeah, you gotta remember, like, I'm still so new to this, and I don't unless they're like in a Facebook group that I'm in, I don't know who they are, kind of deal.
Paul Dalton's probably one of the most well-known detailers, probably out of the UK, if not the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Look him up.
I will. The only issue that comes with talking to people over there is just the
time difference.
Yeah, because I mean, granted, we're running late here. I mean, it's pushing 11 o'clock my time.
Oh my God.
But I usually like to try and do these, you know, 8-ish or so my time, because then it's, you know, it's after work, it's after dinner, it's after I've spent time with the family, and you know, everybody's doing their own point and thing at that point. You know, that's, but when I,
amendment on your end too. So.
Yeah, but you know, when I talk to Esme, or when I've talked to Rudy or Chris Kennedy over there, you know, that 5-hour time difference, it's, you know, I gotta, you know, either try to do it on a day when I've got an early day at work and I can come home and record in the afternoon my time, so it's evening time their time, or do it on a weekend. Again, taking time away from family or whatever, do it in the afternoon, so it's evening time their time. That's the hard part. I mean, I've been suggested, what's his name? And on the C Courts guy, Andre,
the guy that owns CarPro.
No, he's not the guy that owns CarPro, but he's like one of the big detailers or whatever. He's in like Australia. I think he's a part of Envy Coatings now, or Envy Nova or whatever now.
I don't know.
But he's in Australia. So, I mean, that's even way harder. I mean, that's, you know,
like, that'd be a long haul.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got to figure a way, you know, I would like to talk to more detailers around the world. You know, just because, again, like I like to get different perspectives of how things are done, you know, around the world versus just here in the United States.
Oh my God, it's got to be such a huge difference. Right. Yeah, never sure.
So yeah,
I mean, I think chemical company owners and, you know, reps like that, I think are good too, because especially the ones that people are using, they want to know more about what's behind the brand that they're using, who's behind
it. Right. Exactly. And that's hopefully maybe where the brand spotlight will kind of come in, you know, when we talk to them, to, you know, bring people in and talk about.
And all those guys will give you product to give away.
Oh yeah. I mean, everybody I've reached out to when we did the birthday bash one, and, you know, I just opened up the Zoom call to whoever wanted to come on. We posted the meeting out there. We had about 9 people came on, which, you know, I was a little let down, but at the same time, it even nine people was kind of crazy. So I could only imagine if it would have been, you know, as big as I thought it might have been. It might have been too much. But yeah, I mean, when I reached out and was like, hey, you know, like it's my birthday and I want to do a birthday bash and, you know, can you send me something, a t-shirt or whatever? And like, you know, everybody was sending me like crazy stuff. Like I honestly couldn't believe the stuff they were sending me. It was awesome.
Will you ever be able to incorporate video?
So yeah, I mean, I could do it at any time. In fact, I did with the Ted Ripley episode just because that one was so funny. That one's on YouTube. You can go to Detail Solutions podcast on YouTube and you can watch the Ted Ripley interview.
I don't know if I want to see what that guy looks like.
Here's the reason why I don't, because I'm kind of greedy with my podcasting numbers, I guess. So like Marty with his podcast Pints and Polishing, he does a lot of Facebook Live. And then like a day or two later, then it's on, you know, Apple, Anchor, Spotify, whatever, right?
I like that idea.
Right. I do too, except I don't want 15 people showing up on Facebook Live and then they're not going to listen to, then it takes away 15 listeners from my podcast, right? Because there's no way, especially if I want to try and get sponsorship, there's no way for me to say, well, hey, you know, and it'd be hard to do a commercial on Facebook Live. So that's why I haven't incorporated really the video in yet, or like posting it afterwards on YouTube or things like that, because I want everybody to listen to it and put numbers on the podcast.
If you do it live, you can give, I think you'll have more success giving things away.
Aha, you are correct.
So the sponsors are great. Doesn't mean you still can't take a little break and give some mentions.
Yeah, that's true.
Manual advertising.
Yeah.
Put a banner behind you of them.
Right.
When you go on a forum and there's a sponsor, yeah, they have a banner, little banner they can click on the side.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's in your face.
And with Zoom, that's really easy. Like they wouldn't even have to send me a banner. I could just do a backdrop.
Yeah, there you go.
Like the digital backdrop with their logo kind of deal. No, you're right. That is a good, and that would be something I wouldn't necessarily have to do all the time, because again, it's not like I want to give something away every podcast. You know, my thought was like, you know, we do a giveaway a month kind of deal. So I could do a live. You're right. I could do a live like once a month.
More the better.
Yeah.
More the better with giveaways.
You think?
Yeah. It's like if you were to have like, a company give you five bottles of some product.
Well, yeah, you do one a week almost kind of deal. Give
two on each podcast to rope more people in.
Yeah.
People want free stuff and they're going to listen for free stuff.
That is true.
And the more people they see getting free stuff and having a bigger opportunity for it, the better.
We've discussed it on the podcast. I am the king of wanting free stuff. Bruno wants the attention. Bruno wants the attention. He wants people to reach out to him. I just want people to give me free stuff. We've already talked about that.
People want free stuff. They really do.
No, you're absolutely right.
And these companies, they might even say, we'll just drop ship it. Get their address.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pay for shipping.
Yeah. And that was the cool thing when we did the birthday giveaway, the Obert guys did drop shipping. Levi did drop shipping. They gave away a huge rag company package and they did drop shipping. Brian Guy did drop shipping for me. He gave away some Swiss Fax stuff. Other guys sent it directly to me and then I just left it. Well, no, I left it. Well, I mean, I do still have some stuff because we didn't have enough people to give it all away, but it's sitting in my shop ready for me to give it away. But the stuff we did give away, I left it in the box that it was shipped to me in. And just slapped a new, you know, to and from label on it.
Even if you had like podcast t-shirts or even podcast bumper stickers.
Yeah, I need to get with Bruno. Bruno, apparently, he dropped it on the one-year anniversary episode. Apparently, he took it upon himself to go and have me a podcast logo design. So I'm not just using my company logo with the word podcast stamped over AutoSpot.
Yeah.
But like I said, everything about this podcast is kind of quick, easy, cheap, lazy, and so does the...
when you do like a Facebook Live type of thing, you can have multiple people on, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could have
like a big party.
I could have multiple people on the Zoom thing. I mean, listen, I pay the big bucks for Zoom. I think I can have up to 50 people or 100 people or something like that. I don't know.
But Zoom and Facebook Live won't communicate with each other.
Yeah, they will.
You can have a Zoom meeting on Facebook?
I can. Yeah. So I can do the Zoom and then I go in and I link it to Facebook Live.
Oh, really? And you get good reception when you do it that way?
Apparently, that's how Marty does it.
Oh, okay.
The only thing is I would have to run it through. So I'd have to run it through a page. So that's kind of the other thing. So if I run it through the Detail Solutions podcast page, then everybody who follows the page would be
able to. I'd run it through a group.
But then I'd have to do it. I mean, not that Jason would let me. I'd have to run it through Pain Assassins then.
I mean, you do it through probably a bunch of groups. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know
how active these groups are. I mean, they see it. They're going to click on it. You'll see it. Just an idea.
Hey. No. You're right. I don't know how it works with a group. I don't know if you have to have permission for stuff like that.
I think the Detailing for Money one, they're now like promoting people that are associated with brands to go on there and actually promote their selves.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look into that.
I think there's 30,000 people that are on that thing.
I don't even know if I'm still in Detailing for Money. I got out of so many of them because it was just overload, you know? Mm-hmm. I might have to jump back in that one if I'm not.
It's a pretty busy one.
I'm trying to see if I'm still in it or not. Detailing for Money. No, I'm not. I need to jump back in it, I guess.
Then I'm not on it anymore, but that Detailing for Dummies is a pretty big forum too. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
I think it's a shit show, but I don't know.
Most of them kind of
are.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I kind of hate to say that, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
45,000 members.
Oh wow! The one thing that got me out of a lot of them is just the nonsense, right? Like I hate like when, because I, even if I don't interact in them, I like to, if I scroll through and I see something that I, you know, I see somebody ask a question and I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good question. And if I don't have an answer for it, I might want to follow it to see what people say, just so like, hey, I can file that in the memory banks, right? Mm-hmm. But I get, you know, I get kind of burnt out of, you know, somebody's trying to ask a legitimate question and then you got the people that just, you know, want to be a shit show and troll and give a shit box answer, and it's like, come on, man. I mean, like,
but the old saying goes, any advertising is good advertising.
That's true.
Even if people are going to blow up your post on there with a bunch of shitty comments, it's bringing you attention.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as long as they go and click that play button, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think if it's in front of somebody's face like that, they're going to click on it just to see what the hell's going on.
That's true.
For a minute.
Yeah, yeah. And again, we've already established as long as they click the play button, it counts as a play. So.
Yeah. Something to check out. I mean.
No, definitely. I mean, listen, you've given me a lot of food for thought on, thanks for being... you know, the first person and however many that have made some helpful
suggestions. It's kind of an unconventional interview, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully people stick around for this long. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, there's no way in the world.
Maybe I'll go back. I'll probably end up going back and cutting it after the favorites just cause. And maybe I'll offer this as a
bonus.
Yeah. Bonus. If you guys want to listen to some random nonsense bonus episode,
I should drop like a major, a major controversial bomb right now.
Right.
So they got to wait till the end. Here, I'll do it. So, do you know who makes Chemical Guys products?
Not Chemical Guys, I'm guessing.
They're not a manufacturer, so no.
Yeah.
Warner Chemical.
Okay.
And I believe at one time you could actually go on their website and it would list that they manufacture products for Warner Chemical.
Okay.
So there was a guy named David Warner, I believe, that owned Warner Chemical. Back in the day, this is a very large chemical manufacturer. Back in the day, he sold his company to Tunch from 3D.
Okay.
So 3D owned Warner Chemical, the company that makes
Chemical Guys.
Chemical Guys.
Wow.
So yeah, like the DNA is part of 3D's DNA. And then he actually sold it back to David a few years later.
Uh-huh.
And you know, continue to sell to Chemical Guys.
Jeez.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nobody knows that.
No.
Not many people.
Well, now at least probably 120 people will know that.
Hey, if they wait, stick around for the very end.
They stick around for the very end. Exactly.
Yeah.
So. All right, buddy. I need to go to bed. I got early morning tomorrow of maintenance washes.
Have fun.
So for anybody who has stayed around for the very end,
oh boy.
If somebody would want to reach out to you, get some information, I don't know, whatever, talk to you about Porsches.
I don't want to be bothered.
Where is it? Nobody, don't find you anywhere.
On Facebook. I have a message waiting there right now. Hey, do you have time to talk? Oh, shit. No, I can't talk at work and I can't talk after work because I'm so damn busy from work.
Right, right, yeah.
But geez, those days of helping people and messages, oh, God. But I'll help where I can. Yeah, just friend request me and send me a message on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking 40-something minutes the other day to help me out. So I think it was like 45 or something like that. Yeah. I appreciate it.
When's this thing gonna air?
Sunday. So this is Q&A's drop Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern time.
All right, I'll listen to it Monday morning.
Yeah. So I'll send you the link too. Once it drops.
Thanks, right, Alex.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for being on. Thank you for starting off season 5 with a bang. Thanks for all the little secrets that you helped with. It's going to be fun.
Have a great one.
Have a good night, man.
Be safe.
All right. You too. Bye.